At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, October 12th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a college football showdown. Yes, we have Wednesday night college football. It is a Sun Belt matchup between Louisiana and Marshall. This game kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, and currently Marshall is listed as a 10.5-point home favorite with a total of 47. And what we've noticed in this matchup coming into it, first off, Louisiana. They're struggling right now. They started the season 2-0, but they've since lost three straight. They're riding a three-game losing streak coming into this matchup, and they just lost to Southern Alabama 20-17 at home, although they did cover the number as an 8.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, Marshall comes in with a 3-2 record, and they just beat Gardner-Webb 28-7 at home, although they did not cover as a 31-point home favorite. Now, interesting movement here on both the spread and the total. Starting with the spread, we have a lot of movement toward Marshall in this one. Marshall actually opened as low as an 8-point home favorite. We've seen them creep up all the way to -10.5. This is notable because using our VSiN.com bet splits, public is right down the middle, 50-50. Again, they remember Louisiana being a really good powerhouse year after year. Obviously, they're not as good as they are, as good as they have been this year. And then Marshall, again, with a better record, but that's a big number. Public's a little uneasy here. So right down the middle, 50-50. You know, when you look at bet splits, theoretically, if the tickets are even and it's 50-50, in a vacuum, the line really shouldn't move at all. However, we know that not all tickets are created equally. It's those bigger wagers that really influence the number, coming from respected bettors who have a track record of success and have the respect of the books. So the fact that it's a 50-50 split, yet Marshall moved -8 all the way to -10.5, tells you some respected money is on Marshall in this one, laying the points. Marshall would have the better offensive output, 29 points a game versus 26 points a game for Louisiana. Marshall also has a great defense, only giving up 16 points a game versus 20 for Louisiana. You also have kind of a buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS. Typically, the public wants to bet on the teams that cover, bet against the teams that don't. It makes sense in theory, but actually, it's kind of the other way. You want to buy low on the teams that don't cover because they're undervalued versus selling high on the teams that do cover. So Marshall is only 2-3 against the spread. Louisiana is 3-2 against the spread. So that would be a bad ATS, good ATS, buy low in favor of Marshall. Also, there's a bit of a revenge angle in this one. If you look at these two teams, they actually played in the New Orleans Bowl, a bowl game last year, and Marshall lost 36-21. So you got to imagine Marshall remembers that loss and wants some revenge here playing Louisiana in this season versus losing to them in the bowl game last year. Also a big injury here, the star quarterback for Louisiana, Chandler Fields. He is out for this matchup. So that's part of the movement toward Marshall. You would expect the fact that their star quarterback will not play tonight. So they're going to go with their backup here. Again, partly why we're seeing that move -8 up to -10.5 toward Marshall. So we have the move toward Marshall and we have the move toward the under here. It opened as high as 47.5. It's now down to 47 at most shops, and some books are even down to 46.5. So, you know, either a point or either a half point or full point of movement toward this under. That's notable because only 41% of bets are on the under. So about 60% of bets here on the over, yet this total has fallen. So some sharp money looking toward the under here. Also, using our VSiN.com bet splits, only 41% bets under, but 69% of the money. So that's a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split toward that under. Also, it's going to be 70 degrees, nice in terms of temperature tonight for Marshall, but 10-mile-an-hour winds. So again, winds definitely benefit an under, especially in college, where again, it could be leading to some missed kicks, more running the ball, more chewing up the clock. And both teams have been good to the under this year. Marshall is 4-1 to the under, and Louisiana is 3-2 to the under.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're now going to go to the Major League Baseball slate. We're going to look at a 4:35 p.m. late afternoon start in Game 2 of the NLDS between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. Currently, the Braves are listed as a -135 home favorite. Philadelphia is +120, and we do have a low total in this one of 7. Now, going back to yesterday, actually, Philly had a big upset win. They cashed as a +175 road dog. They now have a 1-0 series lead after a 7-6 win yesterday. They got up big. Atlanta made a comeback, but it wasn't enough as Philly's able to get that game one win. So again, big spot for Atlanta in a bounce back here. Pitching matchup. Zach Wheeler will be on the bump for Philadelphia. He went 12-7 with a 2.82 ERA. He'll be facing Kyle Wright, who had a great year, 21-5 with a 3.19 ERA. And what we're noticing is some respected money buying low on Atlanta to even up this series and make it 1-1. Atlanta actually opened as around a -120 home favorite, and we've seen them creep up all the way to around -135. So using our VSiN.com bet splits, only 63% of bets are on the Braves, but they're taking in 78% of the money. So that's a +15% smart money discrepancy. And again, when you're comparing bets and dollars, the whole goal is to have a low amount of bets, but a high amount of dollars. So 63% on Atlanta, that would be quote unquote a public play. But the fact you're getting 78% of money, that's telling you maybe it's not just the public here. Also, it's not that lopsided. It's not 70, 80% of bets on Atlanta. Maybe laying this number, the public's a little bit concerned just because Philly, again, got hot to get into the playoffs and then won the wild card round and then obviously showed that they're pretty legit with that game one win. But again, 63% bets, 78% money tells you that it may not just be a slight public play to Atlanta, but some respective money as well. Both righties on the bump. One advantage here would be Atlanta against righties. They went 64-44 against righties. Philly, just 60-57 against righties. Also, in terms of the total, It opened at 7, but it's really juiced up 7 over at minus 120. And obviously, we scored 13 runs yesterday. Now, what's notable to me is it's really juiced up over. So it's 7 over minus 120. That tells you that it may be creeping up to 7.5. So if you do like this over, you probably want to get it right now before it rises to 7.5. Now, the weather, it doesn't look great for the over here. It's actually possibly some rain in this game, and wind is blowing in at around 7 miles an hour. But again, we saw the bats put up a bunch of runs yesterday. This is 7 juiced up over, showing some liability to the over. And again, a line move here toward Atlanta, looking to even up this series. Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to go back to that big Sun Belt game between Louisiana and Marshall, and I'm going to take the under in this one, guys. This total, again, two reasons why I like the under. So I'll give you the example from a data-driven perspective and then also a matchup perspective. So just in terms of data, I'm a data-driven bettor. I really like to analyze the market, look at where the percentages are, bets and dollars, the line movement, betting systems, do add my own caps to it based on stats and matchups. So in terms of just a data-driven angle, we have kind of a classic reverse line move. This total opened at 47.5. Now it's down to 47. Some books are even down to 46.5. And again, that's notable because only 41% of bets are on the under. So if you're getting around 60% of bets on the over, it opens 47.5. You would think this thing would be up to 48, 48.5, 49. But it's actually gone the other way. This line is dropping, which is notable because public's on the over. So this would classify as a classic reverse line move. Reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So again, if public's on the over, why is this line dropping? If the public liked the over when it opened 47.5, why are the books dropping the number to give out an even better price on the public who's already sweating the over to begin with? So just from a data angle, 41% bets, 69% money, reverse line move to the under. Boom, I'm looking toward the under here, especially with two teams who play well to the under, 4-1 Marshall to the under, Louisiana 3-2 to the under. Also, windy, again, 10-mile-an-hour winds here at Marshall Stadium, so that's notable too, because that's, again, always a friend of an under. Chew up the clock, run the ball, maybe some missed kicks, maybe your passing game isn't as crisp and maybe you have more incompletions. So that's the data angle. Again, the fact that public's over, line's dropping, low bets, higher dollars, as well as, the weather with a little bit of wind. But also, if you kind of apply some matchups here. Number one, we mentioned this, but the star quarterback for Louisiana is out, Chandler Fields. So if your number one quarterback is out, again, that's going to negatively affect your offense. So you're now toward a backup. But then also, it's really the defense of Marshall. Marshall is only giving up 16 points a game. They're actually second best scoring defense in the entire Sun Belt. And actually, both these teams combined are top five scoring defenses in the Sun Belt. So Marshall is really the top defense, only giving up 16 a game. But Louisiana is another good defense, only giving up 20 a game. So that angle there would be, again, two good defenses. You're missing a star quarterback. These are two teams that don't give up a lot of points. The total's dropping. Public's over, yet it's falling. Add it all up, the data and the matchups lead me to fire here on an under. So I got under 47. Again, shop around. There's some 46.5s out there. As always, when you're betting on sports, have multiple outs. You can't ever guarantee a win, but you can guarantee that, you will do your best to get the best number. And part of that, obviously, is just having access to multiple outs. So again, I'll be sweating the under here, the under 47, Louisiana and Marshall. For my second Josh's Sweat of the Night, I'm going to go to the other Major League Baseball game tonight. This is the San Diego Padres and the LA Dodgers. It's an 8:37 p.m. Eastern time start, so it's your late game tonight. Now, we did see yesterday the Dodgers took care of business. They won game one 5-3, so they have a 1-0 series lead against San Diego. And they cashed as a big minus 245 home favorite. So in terms of this one today, really not much in terms of movement for me. Like, this is a layoff in terms of the side. It was a little bit of a dip towards San Diego. I did notice the Dodgers open some shops as high as like minus 190. Some shops are down a little bit closer to minus 185. So nothing notable there. I guess the notable part is that the line isn't just shooting up toward the Dodgers, which it usually does. That's a big number. Again, hasn't moved up too much. That's a no play for me on the side. My angle, give me the under 7.5 with the San Diego Padres and the Dodgers tonight. Number one, this total, open 7.5, really juiced up under. So it's 7.5 under, open 7.5 under, minus 115. Now it's 7.5 under, minus 125. So a lot of liability toward that under. Unlike that Philly and Atlanta game where it's 7 juiced up over, this is 7.5 really juiced up under. So always these hooks are critical. 4-3 game, 5-2 game, you know, land 7. You want to cash in under with the hook 7.5. So getting these numbers early in the day or even some overnight lines, if you can anticipate some of that line movement, could be, you know, a good opportunity to jump on the hook there. Again, because hooks could be the difference between a win and a loss. You think of hooks as, you know, football spreads, but it's also big with totals here as well. So I got down on 7.5 under at minus 120. I like the pitching matchup. Yu Darvish, 16-8, 3.10 ERA. He's going for the Pods. He was great in that wild card win at the Mets, 7-1 win. He went 7 innings, just gave up 1 run. And then Clayton Kershaw, the old reliable, 12-3, 2.28 ERA. Number one, he's rested. He hasn't pitched since October 5th. And in September, he had an ERA of like 1.50. So Kershaw has been dealing. Another great year. You can, you know, always kind of count on him to have a good record and a low ERA. He did it again this year at age 34. But again, he's rested, ready to go. We have that juiced up under, and I grabbed it now because I think it's going to fall to 7. Dodgers have been an under team this year, 83-69 in 11 pushes. And then also 4-1 to the under their last 5. But also when I bet on sports, you know, I look at situations and kind of, you know, different bet types or angles that remind me of maybe another recent game. This, knock on wood, reminds me of an under yesterday that I played that I was able to win, that Yankees under. If you notice with the Yankees under, you know, we had 4 games yesterday. All 3 of the other games were juiced up over. It was the Yankee game that was the only one. And by the way, those 3 that were juiced up over, they all cashed. Philly, Atlanta, over 7.5. San Diego Dodgers, over 7.5. Seattle, Houston, over 6.5. So all the juiced up overs cashed. The one juiced up under was Cleveland and New York. It opened 7, got down to 6.5 at a lot of shops. But what's notable with this one is it looks very similar to that Yankee game last night where it's opened 7.5. Juiced up under, probably looking like it's going to fall to 7. You know, Kershaw is rested just like Cole was rested last night. And then Darvish and Quantrill both have been good so far this year. So it reminds me a lot of that under in the Yankee game. So long story short, I'm jumping on the Dodgers under 7.5 at minus 120 right now, thinking this thing may get down to 7. So I'll be sweating the under in this big game 2 matchup in the NLDS. That about does it for VSiN Daily Morning Bets Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in Wednesday, October 12th. Hope you enjoy the sweats tonight. And reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN. We have great content, great articles, great bet splits you can use if you want to look toward being a data-driven contrarian better. But the first step is sign up for the newsletter. It's free, sent to your inbox every single morning. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Get the VSiN Daily. Wake up with great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on that day in betting, but also what's going on in particular at VSiN. So if you're looking for more information, also follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can follow me, at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy some playoff baseball and some football tonight. We do have some hockey here as well. But as always, wish you the best of luck. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And as a wise man once said, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight because that is what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.